Gordy Tantries is no stranger to Folk Roots Radio. We've interviewed him a couple of times over the years, and I think the last time it was around the release of his great 2015 album Less Is More. Well, Gordy is coming to this year's Kingsville Folk Music Festival. This year, the festival takes place from August the 12th to 14th in the beautiful confines of Lakeside Park in Kingsville. We reached Gordy at home in the Yukon. How are you doing today, Gordy?
Wonderful. And yourself?
Doing fabulously. Was very excited to find out that you're going to be coming to Kingsville this year.
Me too. I've always wanted to do that festival, and I'm originally from Ontario, so it's always a great excuse to catch up with family and friends.
Tell us a little bit about what you're up to at this time.
I just got home. We've been on the road for about 5 weeks down under in Australia, and most of the winter we've been on the road over to the UK and Ireland and Europe, and it's been rather busy since I talked to you the last time, but it's starting to slow down. I'm home for 2 months in a row, which is really nice. Just taking it easy and getting ready for the next, you know, upcoming year, which is looking like it's going to be a busy one.
And do you have a busy summer planned?
No, I really don't try to do anything in the summer unless it involves getting on an airplane and leaving on a Friday and coming back on a Monday. I live in a very beautiful place, and the time to be here is in the summer, so I really don't tour at all in the summer, or try not to, unless it's a festival opportunity that makes sense from where I live.
Now, Less Is More, your last album was critically acclaimed, lots of great reviews. Can you talk a little bit about the impact that album's had on your career to date?
I think it's the strongest representation of what I do live, and that's hard to really capture. I think it's the reason why we're able to play music at all. It's more about our live performance. It's great to have a record that kind of stands up as well as it seems the show on the stage seems to be working. And I think all the songs are really, really are the strongest ones I've written as a whole and put together on a record, which is really great for me. I feel lucky that I made that record.
You mentioned you'd been in Australia for 5 weeks. How was it down there?
You know, it's very Canadian down there. And other than the change in accent and, you know, switching up deer for kangaroo, quite similar. It's a little mind-blowing how similar it is and the vast distances between venues and concerts. You know, it's very similar to Canada. So it's of all the places we go to, it's very welcoming like that. And they seem to have a really great sense of humor and appreciation for folk and a lot of traditional music, which I didn't expect to see or hear down there, which is really interesting as well. So it kind of opened my eyes to the fact that there's a lot of that going on in Australia.
Now, you have been touring Less Is More. You mentioned, obviously, having a great time in Australia. What's next? When are you likely to step in the studio and work on some new stuff?
We're going to make a live record from the road. We're touring in November across Western Canada, and we saw that we're doing some nice theaters and thought, you know, it'd be great. We get a lot of... I've been playing with another fella who... his name is Jackson Haldane, and as a duo act... And the show has changed quite dramatically in the last 2 years since he started playing with me. And we get a lot of people asking for something that they've seen off the stage. And so I think we're going to make a Gordy Tantries and Jackson Haldane record, which is kind of exciting. We're taking an engineer with us on the road for a certain number of select dates. And he's going to be recording the live show and then making a record out of it. That's happening in November. Before that, we'll be overseas again in Europe, and then it'll continue on through the rest of 2017 back to Australia and continuing to go to other places overseas. So it's looking really nice, and it'll be nice to have something that Jackson and I have, you know, an example of what we've been doing with our time together in a recording. So I'm looking forward to that. We've been writing songs together, and we'll also be on the new record, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, it's exciting to hear that you've been working so much with Jackson, because he's also coming to Kingsville this summer. Will you be playing together?
We'll be playing together, but he'll also be doing his own show. He's putting out his second album of his own that he just finished doing in Oklahoma with a bunch of great musicians from the southern U.S. And he'll be playing his own solo slot at Kingsville. He's also going to be hosting and putting together a Willie P. Bennett tribute. Willie was his hero, and he plays a lot of Willie songs, and he's also responsible for putting together the Willie P. Bennett tribute website that you can find online, where the people have recorded Willie's songs And Jackson's a great songwriter and performer, and then he, so folks will get a chance to see him. He used to be in a band called the D-Rangers from Winnipeg that were sort of a well-known bluegrass-based outfit. And then he'll be playing with me for the rest of the weekend, which is lucky for me.
And what can people expect when they see you on stage in Kingsville?
I like to think that they can expect to see something they haven't seen before, but that's my hope anyways, by doing what we do. And that really is, our show is sort of a storytelling-based folk country blues thing with a whole bunch of genres mishmashed together using a whole bunch of different sounds and instruments, from the musical saw to cigar box guitars to mandolin and banjo and dobro and lots of harmony singing. It's growing all the time, and it's really been growing over the last year in particular, so it's going to be fun to sort of bring it. And our appearance in Kingsville is one of the very few only Ontario dates we're actually doing for this record release, which is kind of exciting as well. So we're hoping to see lots of old faces we haven't seen in a while.
That's great. It's going to be wonderful to catch up with you again in Kingsville. We're going to play something from the latest album, that is Less Is More, and I thought it would be fun to play one of my favorite songs, which is Somebody's Child, and I was going to give you a chance just to talk about that song, and I'll let you introduce it.
I wrote that song after watching my wife run the Boston Marathon before the bombs went off, and she finished 9 minutes before they went off, after realizing, you know, how fortunate the two of us were to be able to leave that experience with just a song and not having lost anything else. That's where that song came from.
Gordy, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I'll let you introduce the song.
Great. This is Somebody's Child, and we're looking forward to coming to Kingsville.
That's wonderful. We'll see you in a few weeks, Gordy.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thick chunk of green smoke, and I knew I was there. Out on Clyde Lane, there's a poet's lair. Stuck on lost words or a melody line. Trying to sell out your town, you better catch 'em in time. Trying to sell out your town, you better catch 'em in time. Oh, catch 'em in time. Across the longest bridge that I've ever known, deep on an island, black hearts roam. Raising kids can be a heavy load. Try trading everything for a life on the road. Try trading everything for a life on the road. Oh, life on the road. Once had a girl, once had me. Woke in the morning talking family. Hold every moment for as long as you breathe. Never let your dream die, just set it free. Never let your dream die, just set it free. Oh, set it free. Be cruel and kind. Somebody's child blew up a finish line. Thought I lost my everything, including my mind. Thank God for mercy, you gotta catch it in time. Thank God for mercy, you gotta catch it in time. Oh, catch it in time.